This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, and quickly before it gets dark. It's almost sunset. And this time we call it the golden time. And it's so beautiful to recite your adhkar and to make your supplications before sunset. And here I want to share with you an interesting sunnah. Did you know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to pray between every two adhans? Every two adhans, we already pray between every two adhans. I mean, if you make adhan for dhuhr and adhan for asr, then we'll pray dhuhr in between. No, I didn't mean that. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, صَلُّوا بَيْنَ كُلِّ أَذَانَيْنِ, يعني he recommended offering a prayer between every two adhans. That refers to the first adhan, which is the actual adhan, and the second is the iqamah. The iqama to establish the jama'ah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, offer nawafil between every adhan and iqama. That is the meaning of calling it adhanayni, two adhans, while it actually refers to the first adhan and the second is the iqama. Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated in the Sahih hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَيْنَ كُلِّ أَذَانَيْنِ صَلَاةٍ بَيْنَ كُلِّ أَذَانَيْنِ صَلَاةٍ. And he repeated it twice, which means there is an afila prayer between every two adhans. And now we already know the first is the actual adhan and the second is the iqama. But Shaykh, we know about the emphatic sunan, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that if you pray on a regular basis 12 rakahs every day and night, Allah will build a house for you in paradise. And you've been teaching us 4 rakahs before dhuhr. So between the adhan and iqama for dhuhr, 2 and 2 rakahs. And before fajr, 2 rakahs. And then after maghrib, 2 rakahs. And after isha, 2 rakahs. And also after dhuhr, 2 rakahs. So the total number is 12. He didn't mention anything between the adhan and iqama for asr. He didn't mention anything about praying between the adhan and iqama for maghrib. As a matter of fact, some people soon after they call the adhan for maghrib, they call the iqama and say the maghrib should be offered immediately after the adhan. They don't give him a chance to pray sunnah. Likewise, between the adhan and iqama for isha, as a matter of fact, between the adhan and iqama for asr, maghrib, and isha, it is also recommended, but it is not as emphatic. It is not an emphatic sunnah. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray between the adhan and iqama for asr, maghrib, and isha occasionally. Not all the time. Not like before dhuhr, not like before fajr. Okay? So here we learn, between every adhan and iqama, it is recommended to pray sunnah. Some people will say, we got you, because on Friday, you said that there is no prescribed sunnah before Jumu'ah. Yeah, true. I said so because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never prescribed any sunnah before Jumu'ah. But there are two actual adhans, not only adhan and iqama. Yeah, I know. The actual adhan is the adhan when the imam climbs the minbar, then he says, Assalamu alaikum. This is the adhan. What about the first adhan, which is about 15 to 20 minutes earlier? This adhan is like ringing the bell, alerting people in the marketplace, come over, go home, make wudu, make ghusl, and come quickly before the adhan is called. Because when the Muslim community expanded in Medina, and now they're in the marketplace, busy with selling and buying, they didn't have microphones, they didn't have watches to know the time. So basically, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh sent a mu'adhin, a caller of adhan, in the marketplace to say, get ready. And how would they say, get ready? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But this is not the actual adhan. Exactly like in Fajr, there is an earlier adhan to alert people to get up to eat sahur before it is the actual adhan. Brothers and sisters, it is so beautiful to learn everything about our deen, whether the fara'id or the nawafil, and the nawafil, the emphatic and non-emphatic sunnah. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما والحمد لله على كل حال ونعوذ بالله من حال أهل النار والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته